Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, fellow gamers. Welcome back to another episode of the Video Gamers Podcast. We are here with another Hijack a Host episode. I am dying to find out what our next deep dive game is going to be now that we are looking at finishing up our time covering Fortnite. I am your host, Paul, and joining me today, he is once again the man with all the information. He knows what game has been chosen. He knows who's going to have to play it, and he's going to let us know here in a few minutes. It's Josh.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. You were too loud for Discord, but I could lip read exactly what you said.
Yes, you guys got it.
Very nice. And then joining Josh and me, he is in the same boat as me. We are going into this podcast in the dark. We have no idea what's coming up. It's Ryan.
Hey, I'm here. I'm ready. And I'm ready for it to be Paul, not me.
You should feel honored if you get selected, Ryan. Honored. You know, we'll see how it goes.
I love this feeling, guys, because I know everything.
Yeah, yeah,
and you guys
I know you're
know
comfortable
nothing.
There. You're very comfortable there.
It's a good place to be.
Josh's smile is a little too big now. I will say. I'm a little nervous.
No reason to be nervous.
All right, that's good to hear. All right, so we should probably explain for any of our listeners who maybe haven't checked out one of our Hijack a Host episodes. Josh, why don't you let the people know, how does this work and who hijacked us?
All right, so we have a thing that we do called Force a Friend, where we get to make another host play a game that they haven't played before. It's a lot of fun. We've all got friends in life that, you know, we think, hey, if I could just get them to play this game, I know they'd enjoy it. Or, man, maybe I want to punish this guy for something he did to me, so you have to play this game now. You know, it could go either way, to be honest, but... So we do that, but we love input from the listeners, and we love, you know, just saying thank you for people that support the show. So the legendary tier that people can sign up for over at multiplayersquad.com comes with a perk, which is you get to hijack one of us, and instead of us picking the game for the other host, you get to pick a game, and you get to pick the host that has to play it. So that is what has happened. We had a long-time listener of the show, mad respect for Morgal, who has been just a member of the community for a really long time, comes up with awesome questions for people, just loves chatting games. So kudos to Morgal, but Morgal went legendary and then reached out to me and said, hey, Josh, I got a game and I got a host. We talked about it and I said, okay, awesome. I can't wait for this. And here we are.
So we're going to find out here on the show. Ryan and I have no idea what to expect. And then we'll also find out if the other hosts are going to join in as well. So that's one of the benefits. If someone picks a good, interesting game, maybe all three of us jump in. And sometimes it's a little bit harder to get groups going. So we'll see. We'll see how this one goes. On top of what Josh just shared, on top of multiplayersquad.com, we would also love to ask our listeners to rate our show 5 stars if you haven't already done so. Leave a written review in Apple Podcasts, and we would really appreciate that from our listeners. Only takes a couple of clicks, so please do that as well. All right, so Josh, I'm just going to toss it to you. You're the man of the hour. What are we going to cover here first?
Okay, so... You know, we have been hijacked a few times now, and I know, like, I've been teasing you guys because I know you guys are nervous, and we do this every time. You have no idea. Neither of you knows if it's going to be you. Neither of you knows the game. We go into this completely blind, but I want to just look back at some of the other hijacks that we've done. You know, we had, okay. I got forced to play Torchlight 2. Which was an enjoyable game. I think it's past its prime. You know, you can listen to that episode. You know, Ryan, you got chosen for Endless Dungeon famously you ditched me on that. And then Cataclysm came back and said, oh no, you're playing it. And then you love that game.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Got me into roguelikes for sure.
Yeah, I played it with you. We had a good time with it. And then Paul, we are in the throes of you getting picked to play Fortnite. Because you got picked by your mom, who is a huge fan of the game. They yes. basically forced you into having to play it.
Yeah. So, I was going to joke that I don't talk to my mom enough, so she's paying for me to play Fortnite with her.
You know what? And it was really cool, though, because I did get to talk to her because she reached out to me and said, I pick Paul and I pick Fortnite. So, like good friends, we have been playing with you. You know, to jump in so you get the full experience on that one as well. But you know, this is basically how this goes. All those episodes are available. Which game do you think was the best out of those bunch?
Probably Endless Dungeon, even though I didn't play it.
Yeah,
that's the sense that I get just from hearing your guys and your experience.
Yeah, but what I love hearing Ryan say is that this is what got him started on roguelikes, and now he realizes that he actually likes this genre, because, I mean, Risk of Rain 2, he was playing with us.
Yep.
So that's 100%. The beauty of this, and that's honestly the whole point behind all of it, is you get to make somebody play something. Maybe you get them to like something that they didn't think that they would. Maybe they don't like it. Maybe they hate it. And that's okay too. Fortnite, you know, but you know, it is fun to do. It's a fun thing for us to do. And we appreciate when people hijack us and make that happen.
Absolutely.
Listen, I got to learn how to dance somehow, dude.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh, all right. Boy. So on this one, so the game that Morgal picked, I have never heard of, and I'm pretty sure that neither of you have heard of this game either. And so I'm pretty curious about it. And what I'm going to do just to pique y'all's interest is I'm going to read some reviews from Steam on the game to see if it gets you excited or makes you a little bit worried. All right.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
So first review is recommended. This person has 16 hours on record. And if I pause, it's because I have to leave the name of the game out of the review. Okay, so this one says, a great game that focuses on the multiplayer experience. It checks all the boxes and exceeds expectations for a $20 game. It's fast-paced and meant to be exciting, especially as it gets into the last 90 seconds. The equipment options leave tons of great ways to play the game in a different experience every time. The developer has once again delivered a tremendous multiplayer experience that captures the feeling while also being creative enough to attract a new generation of fans. I had to leave some stuff out, so
you
forgive
did good
the pauses
on the fly there. That was good.
I was having to like
good.
Brain edit.
No,
right
that
there.
Was pretty good.
Brain edits on the fly.
Yeah,
not bad.
Okay, so what is this review? I mean, I know it doesn't give away. There were some clues in there. $20 game, right? So this is not a AAA title or anything like that.
Is this
and
a
things
roguelike?
Get crazy in the final 90 seconds?
Yep, this and it's a multiplayer game.
Ooh.
Okay, so do we have any, like optimism? Kind of multiplayer? We all love multiplayer, so there's optimism there.
You know I do. I'm in.
Yeah, there's equipment in the game, apparently.
Okay.
You know, that's really good.
All right, we'll go on to
I'm
the next
I'm not
one
hearing
here,
any but. Red flags, yeah, that's okay. For sure.
All right, so this next one, recommended, 9 hours on record. I'm not into most asymmetrical multiplayer games because I find titles like Dead by Daylight to be way too slow and typically dominated by master players that make the game not fun for new people. This game has been an incredibly refreshing change. Matches are shorter, they're much more dynamic, and while teamwork is ideal, lone wolves can attain a degree of success as well. You level up quickly, and there are tons of customizability options, that's what the review says, with zero microtransactions.
Oh, okay, so it's an asymmetrical game.
It is.
I will say, I don't know that I have played many good asymmetrical games other than Among Us, but I haven't tried very many, so I'm very curious. I am also not a big fan of Dead by Daylight, so I'm kind of glad to hear that whoever wrote that review did not like that game, but does like this one. That means it's probably more likely to be up my alley.
All right. Ryan, does it give you any?
I got no Ryan's idea. Got no,
right. Ryan, do you know what asymmetrical means?
Yeah, do you know what an asymmetrical multiplayer is?
It's fine if you don't.
It's not for me. That's
we're
what
gonna
I'll
talk.
Tell you.
It's okay. We're gonna talk about them here in just a minute anyway.
The
I
best
bring
is
up
surprise. Remember playing Crucible, Josh, when you would get the surprise asymmetrical 5v7 matches?
Oh my god. I still to this day. That is the craziest, like, what just happened
glitch
in gaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This and this is the last review here, but this last one is recommended 161 hours on record. And it says, I can't tell if it's nostalgia or actually a good game, but I'm having a lot of fun with it. The mechanics are solid and everything seems pretty well balanced. It looks good and runs well. No complaints.
Nostalgic. Is it an older game? Or are you allowed to tell us?
I can't tell you yet, but there was a clue in that review. All right. So what we know is it's an asymmetrical multiplayer game. It's not very well known and it's got favorable reviews. The overall Steam score on this game was 88% at the very positive level.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Okay. That's pretty good.
So it's, yeah, I mean, it does not seem to be a terrible game. You guys have no idea yet. All right.
I have no idea.
Not that you should.
No clue.
Okay. Does the fact that it's a lesser known game get you excited or does it make you worry a little bit?
It's making me nervous. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be way more nervous if I didn't know 88% on Steam. I feel like if something's at 88% or higher, it's highly playable. Most people are into it. I like being forced to play maybe something I've never heard of. I don't know if this is a game I'm going to know or not. With asymmetrical games, I tend to think of like Friday the 13th, Dead by Daylight, Evil Dead. Those never really quite did it for me. So I'm very curious to hear about this. And I love the idea of being forced because normally I see asymmetrical and I just write it off. I wouldn't even give it a try.
So, Paul, you mentioned a couple. Among Us, which you also mentioned earlier, is an asymmetrical game. Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, which we have done an episode on, is considered an asymmetrical multiplayer as well. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Are you ready? Enough teasing this.
I know Morgan's not going to do us dirty. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I've never heard of this. Okay. The game is a game called Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. Now, have either of you guys heard of this game?
I have heard the title. I have not watched any footage. I do not know anything beyond just simply the name.
I had never heard of it. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Ghostbusters. Like, that movie, you know, amazing. Just heart of my childhood. And so when I was like, wait, what? Like, what is this? And again, it's an asymmetrical multiplayer game in the Ghostbusters universe. It is... You are either a Ghostbuster or you are the ghost.
Oh.
And so, and the Ghostbusters are trying to capture the ghost. The ghost is hiding from the Ghostbusters and doing things. That's all I really know. Like I said, I watched like one trailer and then I've read the Steam review and that's about it. So I am definitely intrigued by this game because I want to like an asymmetrical multiplayer game. But what are y'all's thoughts? Paul, what
I'm
do you
very
think?
Curious to give it a try. I love the idea in theory. Yes. I would not say I'm like a huge Ghostbusters fanboy, but I do like the Ghostbusters movies. How many people can play in a match? Do we know?
I think it's four, but here, I'll tell you what. I'll read like an official description of the game. The Steam description is kind of lame, so I found another one that was like an article about the game. Sure. All right, so this is here's a little summary of what the game is. There's something weird in the neighborhood, and the only ones to call are the local Ghostbusters. There have been a lot of takes on cult favorite spook-solving squads, some better than others, but Spirits Unleashed seems to be the best one yet. This asymmetrical multiplayer horror game pits a team of Ghostbusters against a resident haunter of choice. There are a lot of unique ghost designs, including some classic characters from the franchise on both sides of the board. It's fast and arcade-feeling game by Ilphonic that knows its source material, so you'll especially enjoy it if you're a fan of these famous ghost hunters. So grab a squad of your friends and get those ghosts.
I feel like Morgau was talking about this in the Discord like a month or two ago.
I remember us talking a little bit about asymmetrical games, and I seem to remember him being a fan and listing some off. Yeah, this is one I have certainly not played. I don't really know what to expect from it, but I love the idea of running around as a ghost trying to not get caught.
I absolutely love the idea of either being the character or the ghost and then trying to not have everybody find you. That's, oh man.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we're about halfway through the episode, so let's go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll come back and give some more of our thoughts on Ghostbusters Spirit Unleashed. Is that what it's called?
Spirits Unleashed.
I should probably know what the game's called. Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe just a little bit.
All right. We'll be right back.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we are back. So we've been hijacked. We still don't know who's going to play it. We're talking about Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. I will say that I have pulled up a gameplay video on YouTube, and I'm watching a little bit. I will say the art style is a little surprising. It looks very similar to like Fortnite characters is how I would kind of describe the art style. Let's talk a little bit about like asymmetrical games in general. So I don't know about you guys. I feel like it's a pretty short list for what I've tried, but I would say kind of similar to the one review you read, Josh, a lot of times balancing can be a real issue. And especially in something like Dead by Daylight, I find it rather boring to have one guy running around this cornfield while I'm just running around doing mini games to turn on a light or something like that. And I think that's generally what I struggle with asymmetrical. You have to find a way to make it engaging all the way through. And so I would say that's one of the areas where I'm curious to see where Ghostbusters handles that. Like, are we actually interacting as a team? What are we doing if I'm not being actively chased by the ghost? If it's just really simplistic, monotonous tasks, kind of like Among Us. As much as I love Among Us, you're playing for trying to figure out the killer. You're not having a lot of fun with the mini games. That's not the goal of the game. So that's kind of where I'm curious to see. But what about you guys? What asymmetrical games have you even tried out?
Ryan, how many have you played any asymmetricals? I mean, I know you've played Among Us, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goose Duck, which is exactly the same.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know how they got away with just literally copying the game. I want to like asymmetrical games. I'm with Paul. We played Dead by Daylight. I did not enjoy it. I did not find that game to be fun. I get why some people like it, but it just didn't land for me at all. I did like Among Us. I thought that was a lot. That's a good time. I like asymmetrical games where it's like I get to be the bad guy. Like Paul has played Avalon with me many, many a time. And it's like,
oh, dude, sure.
Those resonate with me so well. Like I love that part of it. But Dead by Daylight, I just didn't enjoy that either. So I really liked Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. So it's a hit or miss for me. But I want to like this genre. And for me, when it hits really, really good. So I'm very curious how that translates into Ghostbusters. Because I love Ghostbusters, man. Like,
who you gonna
call? The source material is great. But it's described as a hide and seek. It like a lot of times too. So it's like, I get the ghost is hiding from the Ghostbusters, but then obviously there's more to it than that. So I will say that my curiosity is very much piqued from watching the trailer for this game. It looks like it's good production. It does not look like it's super janky or anything like that. From what I've read, people enjoy it. And, you know, I'm very curious about the game now.
So I am watching some gameplay now from the perspective of the ghost. And this is very funny. So you can basically go around these levels and you can like haunt or possess various items around the map. And I have played games like that. Overwatch had a mode where like you could turn into a piece of furniture and you're trying not to get caught by whoever's doing like the, you know, whoever's it.
That's Seek and Destroy from, isn't that Call of Duty? I've never played it, but it always looked fun to me.
Oh, yeah. I've watched a lot of those videos.
I like that, where it's like, you know what, that chair's a little bit at a weird angle, and then all of a sudden it really is, you know, the other player that you're trying to find. Yeah, some of that stuff looks pretty neat. I will say, watching gameplay has me more excited than just hearing Ghostbusters asymmetrical, because I'm going to think, well, how is it any different from all of the other horror movie inspired asymmetrical games? And this one does seem a little bit more fun and a little bit more clever.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready to find out who's playing this?
Sure. Let's find out. So it's 50-50. It's me or Ryan.
It's either Paul or it's Ryan. I will say this. Who harps on multiplayer games and claims that they love any multiplayer game no matter what?
Dang it.
Ryan, my friend.
It's me.
You know what, though? If you're ever going to get picked for a game, this is kind of the one, Ryan, because there's no way you're going to play this and Josh and I aren't playing this with you.
Yep. You guys are drawn in.
This is an automatic all three of us. Yeah.
I did not announce this to Paul or Ryan, but in my mind, I was like, I am going to play this game.
It doesn't matter who gets
picked.
I want to
see what it's about. Yeah, like I want to see what it's about. Number one, just out of morbid curiosity. Number two, I'm with Ryan. I love just about anything multiplayer. Now, I might say this game's bad, but it's still multiplayer. Yeah. I will absolutely be playing it with you, Ryan. Maybe this is the one that puts it to the test. You know, I'll say this. If an asymmetrical game is done well, it is an absolute blast. And I'm going into this almost as blind as you guys. Like I said, I read the description. I watched one trailer to just get an idea. And that's it. So it's going to be new for all of us. Paul, you're in. I know you're in, Paul.
Oh, I'm definitely in. And we've been saying for a long time that we need a new multiplayer game that all of us can play. So I like the fact that this fits the bill. I'm excited that it's a multiplayer game. I'm really glad Morgau picked that. And I would imagine, you know, we might even pop into some matches with Morgau. And you know, we're going to have to learn all the ropes. So,
I'm excited about this one too, just because number one, Ryan doesn't have a lot of experience with asymmetrical multiplayer games. And then, I mean, anything that the three of us can hop in and play, you know, or with Morgau or anybody else that has the game, that gets me excited too.
So if you guys had to guess, like where can this game go right or where can it go wrong? If that makes sense to you, what are the deal breakers?
For me, I know the answer. It is that you have to make being the ghost fun and you have to make being the Ghostbusters fun. Like if you can land both sides of that, to me, that is fun. The problem I had with Dead by Daylight was anytime we were the survivors, we were up against some insane professional killer dude that would run me down in like 4 seconds. You know, it just made it miserable. Whereas if you got to be the killer, even though I was terrible at it, you still got to be the killer, man. You know, kind of thing. So if they can make both sides of it fun, then at that point, I think the rest works itself out. You know, the two of us trying to find Ryan or, you know, we're trying to find Paul and Paul does something funny or, you know, jukes us out as being the ghost or something. Those are the things that make it fun. So as long as you can make it where somebody doesn't go, I don't want to be this side.
Yeah, it's you're excited either way. You know, it took you guys 7 minutes to find me.
Yeah.
You know, and you could talk crap about that side or the other. I like you said, I haven't had a lot of experience doing this, but I'm excited, especially because you guys are going to play with me. So you're all drawn in. And just to let everybody know, you can pick Josh. Like he's eligible to be picked for the hijack. So just so you know. It's available to pick him as well.
I did get picked, but it has jumped back and forth between you two.
Yeah,
they're just trying to play catch up with Ryan is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they want him to play a lot of games, so he's just, he's right there.
Yeah, we got to get Ryan caught up on the leaderboard because we have so many more on there than Ryan since we've been doing it longer. So one of my biggest beefs with Dead by Daylight is if you got caught, it was like you'd get like hung on like a hanger and you couldn't move because you're on the hook and you had to just like sit around and wait for someone to find you. I don't like when games eliminate players and then you can't do anything.
Right.
So, I mean, I've only looked at, I mean, literally 60 seconds of gameplay here. So I don't even know in Ghostbusters how you die or if you do die, or maybe it's just a timer. It's mentioning how chaotic the last 90 seconds gets. That kind of implies to me that everyone's probably still in the mix. I think it would be a bummer if you could get eliminated and now you're just watching for the longest time. As much as I love Lethal Company and watching from the perspective of the dead person, it is still a little bit of a bummer that it's purely passive. You can't do anything. So I think for Ghostbusters to hit for me, I'm hoping that you don't just get killed and you don't do anything from there. I hope it's teamwork, strategizing, and trying to figure out how to trap or kill this ghost. And I think it could be a lot of fun if it relies on that.
Dude, if we get to
find me,
if we get to proton beam the ghost and you have to like aim and crackle that beam and then
don't
draw him down, that would be,
oh, that's cool.
And then
especially there's like audio.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, no.
That's the thing. Like, I can see ways that this game could be really good and just flying under the radar. The one thing that, so it got positive reviews. The one thing that I didn't mention is that there's only like 550 reviews for this game on Steam.
Oh, wow. So pretty under the radar.
That's why I was saying this is not a well-known game, at least to us, and apparently not to many other people, because there's just not a lot of Steam reviews on it either. So, but they are favorable. So I'm kind of amped because I can see ways that this game could go very, very well if they do certain things right.
Okay. Yeah, definitely under the radar. I'm looking at Steam charts and they're showing like an all-time peak of like 657. So, you know, a little bit of a lesser known game, which is totally fine. I mean, we played games like Hood, Outlaws and Legends, which like no one played. The Cycle, basically no one played early on in the first iteration. And those were games that had like really great ideas. Execution didn't always work, especially
or like
in the Hood.
Fatal flaw. That's
fatal
the
flaw.
Problem. Like some
yes.
games had like yeah. a fatal flaw where it was like there were moments of greatness, but then you really just ruined it with something else.
Yeah. We love smaller titles. Not everything has to be AAA, budget through the roof. We enjoy good, fun, simple games. You know, stuff like Bopple Battle, you know, developed by one guy, and we thought it was like probably the most fun we had last year in multiplayer. So for playing something that's a little bit, you know, of a smaller project, that I don't think that bothers any of us in the least.
1v1 me, Josh.
Arrows let's only. Go.
Arrows only.
Getting,
let's go.
You're getting ectoplasmed.
All right. So we always try to make some kind of prediction of where we think the game is going to end up on our deep dive list. I will say that our deep dive list is a little bit outdated. It's missing, I think, our last one or two deep dives. So looking at our list, Josh, you and I still have 103 on the list, although I think it's supposed to be 105. Ryan, since you joined our podcast not even quite a year ago, you've got 32 on your list. Let's all make a prediction.
We've been making Ryan play some games.
Ryan's been getting caught up quick. Yeah. He's been busy. So let's all make a prediction. Where do you think this game will land comparatively to other games on your leaderboard?
Ooh.
I think I know I'm never optimistic, guys, but I'm going to be optimistic on this one, man. I think I'm going to like this game a good bit. I think I'm going to predict it's going to be above Among Us at 63.
Okay. That's kind of saying a lot. I mean, Among Us was a cultural phenomenon.
It is. I mean, I would not want to play Among Us right now. If somebody said, hey, do you want to play Among Us? I'd kind of be like, nah, I'm good.
But you know? At its peak, we were playing
peak.
With
absolutely.
Like 10 friends simultaneously. We had several times where we had full matches with real life friends. And even like our girlfriends or spouses were getting into it. You know, things like that. So it was even reaching people who aren't normally gamers.
I get it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that another game can't do it better.
Very true. All right, so you're thinking somewhere
I'm gonna
like
eat these
60
words later on.
Maybe. So you're predicting 62 right above Among Us?
Somewhere, yeah. There you go.
Right around
62.
There.
62. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Ryan?
So I don't have as many. I guess there's a few games that I've played pretty heavily with you guys that I could add to this, but from what I have here, I'm thinking I would probably be 20 or 21.
That high,
around Subnautica or Halo Infinite. Yeah, you got to remember,
above
I don't have as
Arc?
Many games as you.
Above Ark?
Yeah, above Ark. Yeah, I would think so.
All right.
I mean, 20 is like still Ark? In the latter half of his leaderboard.
I guess
so.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
with, like yeah, with 50. What I got.
All right.
Yeah, so it's kind of close to the same kind of thread as yours. It's just, I think, I mean, you know how I am. Multiplayer kind of gets me going. So anything like that, if it's fun and engaging, it's gonna shoot up for me.
I am in a very similar position as Josh. I have a couple asymmetricals next to each other. I have Among Us at 50 and Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes at 51. I think it's gonna be a little lower than those, but I think those are both fantastic games. I think it's still gonna be below Ark, Vermintide 2. I think it's going to be really close to Killing Floor 2. I think it's going to be one of those games that is very fun. Maybe there's no one particular thing that I think is phenomenal that's going to stick with me forever, but I think it'll be a blast for as long as we play it. So I'm almost exactly where you were, Josh. I think it's going to be right around 56 on my list, and that might sound low out of 103 games, but
it's
like I always
praise.
Say...
Honestly, if you look at some of the games around there that you go, yeah, that's a great game.
For me, you got to get into the 80s to where it's games that I would actually say, you know what? Those aren't for me. I did not really enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any other details we need to cover? Anything else to say here about Ghostbusters before I can go do some more research?
This is you. If Paul and I play a few matches and we go, cool, like have fun, Ryan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's you're the one that's got to play this. So are you nervous? Are you excited? How you feeling?
I genuinely am excited. I love the thought of being the hunters or the hunted. I think that's really cool. And I appreciate that. So I'm excited to kind of, I honestly just want to dive into it. So I mean, if you guys are down to play tonight, I'll play, but if not, we'll have to link up soon, and then if you guys can't play, I'm gonna be grinding out on my own. So I got an obligation, you know.
I think once we all install Ghostbusters, it's gonna be really hard for me to get you guys to play any more Fortnite with me. Now I know we're almost due to record that episode, and then we'll jump fully into Ghostbusters. So for our listeners out there who don't know, we always give these games a 2-week shot. So we're going to jump in, play as much as we can here for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll release the full deep dive episode. So make sure to swing back around for that. With that being said, I think that finishes up this Hijack a Host episode. We want to say thank you once again to Morgow. Thank you so much. All of your, you know, time spent in our Discord server, driving a lot of conversation, you know, 100%. And also financially supporting the show. We really do appreciate you. Thank you also to all the rest of our Patreon supporters. If any of our listeners out there aren't already supporting and want to get perks like bonus episodes, all that jazz, you know, go take a look at multiplayersquad.com. Please also make sure to leave us a 5-star review, join our free Discord, and hit us up on socials at Video Gamers Pod. All right. Well, thank you to everyone out there for listening to this episode. Until next time, happy gaming.
See ya.
All right. See everybody.